it's Ryan's birthday. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, this is like the real live rock version. We're just going to give you guys Beyonce, Don't Hurt Yourself. Hey! Go ahead, girl. You better with them hands. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jenny here in studio for the Black Ink Crew Chicago AfterBuzz TV After Show.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
What's up?
I'm the Joker tonight.
Who are you supposed to be?
I'm just a beautiful black queen. You know? Yeah. I'm pretty much just being myself. You know?
Miss Courtney, who you came as?
I came as myself. Her name is Courtney Stewart. You can check me out at Stewart Starlet anytime you feel like it.
Yes! Yes, radio promotion. Yes! And then who we got down here? Mother Nature.
A Mother Nature.
Yes, Mother. Sir, Mother.
It is raining crystals.
Feel her energy.
Yes. All right, honey. Well, happy Halloween, because, you know, we didn't come dressed like this for Ryan's birthday.
We ain't get invited to the party.
Nope. If that was the case, I would have came next.
Nope.
But it's cool.
Like, I'm ready.
It's okay,
young
Ryan.
Young man, I'm ready. All right, we're going to get through this, y'all, because, one, I have a turn-up to get to.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Second
yes.
Match.
And three, we're going to skip two. And three, this episode, honey, it had more fillers in it than motherfucking Kim Kardashian's face.
We struggled. Ooh. It was hey. Just outy. It was
you
just,
are definitely petty tonight.
This petty. Episode was petty as
petty. You are petty as
bitch.
But we got to do it.
And well, we need to do a hold up. Daniel, can you get my bag from out there? You know what I mean? I need, because it is Halloween, right? So what do we need? We need our tricks
and our treats.
Treats, man.
Come on, I cannot wait to see
the bag. Every backpack I bring, I have owned since high school. Like, that's just really crazy.
Is it more? Yeah!
I mean, we done started. We might as well just finish it before.
Yeah. It's a treat. It's a treat.
We can all get like a little splash of it.
You know, whiskey is made from the natural weed of the earth.
Hey.
Therefore,
Mother Nature is
okay.
Good.
That I should have came as Captain Planet. All right, let's talk about. So Cobra brings her boyfriend. We see that Ryan's birthday's coming up. What do we get? So
where should we
birthday,
start?
Let's start with Dawn. Let's start with Dawn.
Okay,
Dawn and the Pops.
Do we have to?
No, girl. Does she want to finish that? I want to finish my own. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right, right.
I don't know if you got a job.
What are y'all thinking about this Dawn situation?
Tired.
Dawn. Where do we just start?
He just needs to be honest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Dawn, he gets it. Girl, did not recognize your train.
How did you miss that?
Yes.
Oh,
show everybody.
Yes.
She's giving me so much life.
Bitch, if I had my teeth rolling, I'd be like, I'm just kidding.
You know, please get it popping.
I've been stopped doing that since 10th grade.
And then we sit.
Yes, goddess.
Like a lady.
Yes.
All right.
This Dawn, though.
No, let's talk about this Dawn situation. I don't really want to because I'm over it, but here's what we're going to say.
I'm over it, and he trying to get out. Why
he got it from his daddy.
Yeah, for real.
He got it from his daddy.
You know that daddy had all them five kids. He probably got a couple of other ones out there he don't know about, too.
But he stayed, and he was around, and Dawn's still acting like he a victim. He's like, I mean, I'm just trying to make it work.
Because here's the thing. Here's the thing. We can't just take Dawn's circumstance and just limit it to him because his brother was raised by the same dad and he doesn't seem to be making the same decisions that Dawn.
We don't know his team.
His brother is actually a tattoo artist, not the dude who just sweeps up and sterilizes the needle.
Wait, his brother really is?
What does Dawn do? I still need to know.
He said she's messing up his career.
And how is he going to make money for these two kids at this point?
Please tell me.
Maybe he works where Tommy used to work.
Dawn should do porn.
Dawn should do porn.
Maybe he worked with Tommy. Rest in peace, Tommy.
In peace, he's a social worker.
Stop. Well, we know Dawn is totally Tommy from Martin.
He's Tommy. Like, what do you do, bro?
Tommy,
you ain't got no job.
He's the greeter.
He ain't never done a greet nobody.
In all the scenes
where people come get a tattoo, Dawn is not there.
It's supposed to be Dawn.
Ain't feeling up no
trains. Maybe he go like New Ink and stuff.
Maybe.
Yo, maybe he's, like, maybe the he's like the runner. Like the runner.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he's the runner. Maybe he passes out flyers at church
the
for the
supply guy. Or he twists the sign lying. On the corner.
He talks a good game, though. That's what we figured out. Like, every monologue segment of his, he's talking some real good shit.
He does.
Like, he eat the pussy real well.
And then he speaks.
Tell me that. Blah, 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 blah. What's that Trina song?
But, yeah.
You know, like, blah, 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 in your face.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, that was like Diamond Princess.
But he also thinking he's woke, for real. Because like, he says emotional shit.
He says very complex things sometimes.
I was proud of him for not completely. Are we at the baby mama talk yet? I mean, or are we not going
there? We're just going to jump around. The episode tonight was crazy.
Girl, I mean, we got a 10-minute
episode. I'm surprised that he, like, didn't. I was proud of him because he didn't act completely immature at the meeting. You think he acted completely immature even afterwards? Like, he tried to.
He opened up the conversation very eloquently, I must say. And I'm proud of you, Don, because you be mispronouncing a whole lot of shit. Okay?
Oh, God, he said some funny shit. I cannot remember.
I wish I remember everything.
But it was hilarious.
But why did his tap, too, represent bringing the women together?
Because then he could see past.
It was his third eye.
The problem. The
well, Dawn, do you see what the problem is? That your together. Third eye is on the side back of your head, so it only looking one way. That's why
you're not looking towards the future. You're looking behind you.
You're looking to the
not even. You're looking off the side.
You need a third eye on your wank so what you can need take a better right look at
so when you about
with.
To pull it out and do something, you can see past doing that.
What you need is some fucking horse blinders and then put them on the side of your head so you just
how embarrassing.
That's what we need for you guys.
How embarrassing is it for the baby moms though who had to sit there like, I was never with you. You were nothing. Like, look. Understand.
And if you were a side chick for 3 years, that was still a relationship. You relate. That's ridiculous.
Three years. Yeah, he needs to relate to the fact that they were messing around for years.
And I truly believe Whitney. Like, she just looks over it like, boy, I ain't here to fuck you right now. That's your woman. That's who you go with.
Right, that's
just
what
tell
you
her
said.
What the fuck it is.
But if she never met the family... You have to know, girl. At some point you are the side chick. You
or it's not quite relationship status.
No family
3 years and no family functions.
I mean that's true.
You know you smashing. Come on. You
know he just also seems like the type of guy. This bitch on the table charging her phone with the phone right.
Oh, I didn't even peep that.
I mean, girl, that's all good. We just calling it out.
I thought we was ratchet Monday.
We got red.
She got places to go later. She gotta have her photographs ready.
I mean, I feel it because I need to keep.
Don't cause no storm up in here now.
You acted like Ashley because Ashley needed to zen out because this bitch.
Yes.
Here's my thing.
I'm a classy woman. I'm a classy woman. Turn up. But what I will say is, if that bitch say something crazy, I'ma check that hoe, cause I ain't about that motherfucking bullshit. But I'm classy, I'm a woman, and I'm classy, and I'm engaged. I'm an engaged woman.
I'm just like literally Dawn's dick.
Classy, dirty ass
dick.
Dawn
must have some golden dick.
Broke dick is good because I don't have time to do shit else.
They specialize in pipeline.
Specialize, baby.
Well, bitch, Mario Brothers can go somewhere else, boo, because I'm not here for you. My thing is like, Ashley, why are you coming up? Whitney, boo, be mad at your man who got
be
her fucking pregnant.
Be mad at your man who went into her bra for several years, apparently.
Several.
Don't be mad at her when she's like, you don't even take care of your child. And you
didn't
even
claim your child. Like, you knew she was guilty.
She knew about that, baby.
She petty as shit, though. Like, come on. Like, he's not with you. Okay, you want him to... Okay, y'all were sleeping together. It's obvious. You offspring. You have a child. Like... Why are you still holding on to that?
No, I'm holding on to it because this child will grow up, and now you want to be on camera, on TV, you want to be posting your Instagram pictures.
You want to pretend like it was a surprise and you didn't know what was happening.
You're trying to use your child as a story.
I can't see everywhere she's coming from. Like,
you know what I mean?
Only thing I don't see is the point where he does say, okay, I do want to be in the baby's life.
Yeah.
Just let it happen. Like, don't be so, now you can't see. Yo, just be honest. Like, him being honest about the past has nothing to do with
it. But you're on reality TV.
She's being a petty baby mama.
So the thing is like, there are certain cases where I feel like there are certain reality TV stars that say certain things on camera because they know what the camera is doing. And right. I want to say the past 2-3 episodes, we've all sounded like, wow, Dawn. Dawn had that great PSA moment. And now I'm starting to wonder, like, Dawn, are you up on the camera? Like, are you knowing, like, oh, what I need to be saying, what I need to be doing?
Yeah, to make it
look less bad. You know what I'm saying? Because it's just like...
Well, at the end of the day, he still looks like an asshole. Like, yeah. He still looks like an idiot. I mean, hopefully you come have some come to Jesus moments in the midst of you looking like a whole idiot.
You just got to get your whole life together. Dawn?
Stop playing.
You can't just be cute forever.
Dawn and Ashley, they both... Ashley say one thing and do fool. Another, and then they try to make it seem like they're so mature in these moments. And you guys look the dumbest out of everybody on the show.
But that's why they deserve
it. Like, you're supposed to let him. Now I know I'm the baby mother that matters. Like,
I'm the engaged woman.
Right.
It ain't about you right now. It's about the children.
It's about the child.
Right. You have two like, children that are siblings.
You want him to one up her for you so that you can show this status thing, but clearly you already have a status if you have the ring, so sit there as a poised woman.
She's not.
And just say,
you
oh, that
level
cute.
Up, Ash.
Girl,
you gotta
I'm
level
just like,
up,
you said
Ash.
You gotta level
quiet.
No. It's not classy.
What's like, up is our chat popping at all?
Girl, all I know is you up here
at the party.
He's going to buy you something from Pier 1 Import, girl, and you shopping at Marshall's. Like, for I can't. Like, girl, you doing enough.
Marshall's has some nice home decor.
It sure does. Yeah,
actually, they actually did.
It sure does.
I will.
But the way she talking, I want some French decor, bitch.
You saw them pillows.
Not
on the
about
couch.
You sitting. Yeah, it's like, not gonna
like
happen
Anne's
about
linen.
You sitting.
You need to lock down your man's dick first.
Anne's linen is the ratchetest place. But they do have some pillows out here in there.
I'm gonna make it rain now.
My bathroom is Anne's linen.
Anne's linen is all day, honey.
Out.
Trini boy, you silly.
Shout out to Anne's linen.
As Mother Nature, I'm just gonna make it rain on them. Make it rain.
I was like, who had what?
Ooh, they are fighting over
the lyrics.
Jesse, that's a lie.
He's mine.
Look, I ain't done. Don't be trying to be talking about me mine. You had me
the
once, girl.
Boy,
I know what you're talking about.
Ashley
mine.
And Dawn are made for each other.
I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, here it goes. Ashley and Dawn are made for each other. A dude who keeps doing what he wants, thinking he's getting away with it, and a girl who blames the girl
her,
and not her
not
man.
Her man.
Made for each other. Yeah,
you're
she
right.
keeps taking
you're
him
right.
back.
TNT
she keeps
bandit.
Letting him be, what's the word?
That's all you, boo.
Nasty.
Yeah.
Let her have it.
Taking the dirty dick every day.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, whatever.
All right, we're moving away from them. So now we're going to talk about Kat. So Kat finds out that her aunt passed away. Aunt Jane from colon cancer. I thought it was really cute.
Was
the story
really
that they showed
sad.
With her tattooing them
Fuck
tattooing
cancer.
Each other's name. That was cute. Then Ryan
cancer.
Just being Ryan and amazing.
He's such a
stand-up. My husband just came to her rescue and was just like, I care. And I really
appreciate it. Yeah, I care. That was a moment.
Yeah, and I love the way that he still addressed their work situation, but he was like, okay, we're moving on.
Like we cool.
Like, that's business.
Like,
but
you're not coming
girl.
Back. You have a studio. It's no point of revisiting it. I have to run my business. We are cool. I love you, and I'm here for you.
Yes.
Outside of that, you ain't got to work together. It's cool. He, like, nipped it in the bud without even addressing it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just so classy the way that he did it. And the fact that he reached out in the first place, and then she still came to him aggressive in that moment. Like, I mean, let me finish. Let me do this. It's like, okay, I know you're mourning, but you're not right.
Right.
You're still wrong.
You're still wrong, even though you're mourning.
Bitch, you ain't paid for 4 months.
Like, you weren't paying rent. Like,
right. Speaking of not paying rent and mourning.
Go ahead. Who?
Van?
I can't.
We are on the same page.
Van, I wanted to love you. When I seen
Van.
Your delicious...
How old is Van?
...self
gel
come
muscles.
Onto my TV screen.
Them gel muscles.
Them gel muscles.
Jesse said we gotta unfollow you, Van.
Van, you about to get unfollowed for real because... I'm just up here like, I wanted to oil your head. Like, you was just looking all types of fun.
Wrong.
And then you just up here yelling at Cobra.
You blew
yes.
it.
Yes.
Super
Rude.
Emo for no
Super
reason.
Super immature.
You not in the family. You ain't care.
Ain't
you
nobody invite you here. Here.
Obviously somebody
it's 300
did. She's
people
here.
Here.
Like, who
you
are
made
you?
Drake
exactly.
look like
this
a
was
gangster.
Third grade.
Yeah, man.
You make Drake look fucking gangsta as fuck.
And your outfit wrong. Wasn't fly enough in that moment for you to
it
be
wasn't.
Trying to check a bitch. So.
It wasn't.
No,
you
he was
like
trying
he was
to look like a classic man looking
2000s.
Like the leprechaun. You put on a leprechaun suit with them high waters.
They weren't even wearing them colors back then.
You
Sorry.
Had on one of them two-stepping suits from R. Kelly.
Girl, he thought he was Django.
He definitely looked like Jago. All he needed was a little ruffle shirt. Hat,
just stop being immature about new people. Like, oh my God, when are you ever going to... If you have to work somewhere else, tell us, Van, how you plan on getting through
and
it.
And how you going to come for her like that, but you ain't coming from Jose, Jose, whatever his name is. So
now we're looking at you like you're sexist.
You're sexist as fuck. Yeah, like, because
his ego
you?
Got smashed when Cobra put him in his place about being dirty and funky.
Exactly.
Don't be spreading no AIDS up in the
chat. She's trying to help you. Every day, Van, you learn something new.
Tuck the ego.
Accept it.
Tuck the ego. Tuck that old masculine bullshit
and
you on.
And untuck your dick.
Please, let me help you out.
I'm just you acting crazy up here.
Coming up
to a woman. I know she looked like a wildebeest. But I'm just
don't
like,
say
you know,
that. Don't say that she come up in here.
Cobra be
Cobra can come up
Cobra
here.
Cobra hair?
That's what I'm saying.
Look at Cobra's hair.
Can come right up
Cobra's
here.
Cobra's hair
Cobra can come right up
it's
here.
It's like way
I got a bitch that can match her size.
Cobra, I'm fucking with you.
I'm with you, girl. Because I ain't trying to get hepatitis.
Cobra. We've been fucked with Cobra. Who I ain't fucked with right now.
You can tattoo me.
I'm over him because it's just like...
Man, like you... You lost us. He's got a lot of changing to do.
Just grow up, bro.
You're not Cat. Duh.
No, right? Because I'm Cobra, bitch. Like, why?
Like, why are you deflecting your...
You're an opportunist. You're drunk.
Meanwhile, she was like, Cat dipped and didn't help pay your rent to save your roof while you were gone, so...
You're welcome.
Why of you course I'm not Cat, because maybe I would have done that.
Right. Maybe I would have actually had your back.
If I were in your family that you don't want me to be in, I actually would have had your back and paid your rent.
Right.
Exactly. But your girl, your sister, didn't do that.
Exactly.
Charmaine came with her titties out.
I knew those tits were going to hit the scene.
She thought
again.
She was still in New Orleans, honey.
She
them
didn't
titties
care.
Were,
she was like, where my beads? Where my beads?
Charmaine.
So I'm guessing that Charmaine is not fucking Ryan because she brought her friend to come and mess with him.
Well, she
wants
a real party.
She's just
Charmaine
a real homie.
Is about that life.
She
honey.
Is just a real homie.
But Charmaine brought company.
Unless they both
she
are down and fuck the same guy, and maybe they are because a lot of friends do that. But we'll see.
Charmaine is for the people.
Charmaine is for the people.
She's for the people.
And that's why I rock
girl. She'd have been like, girl, you need to get up on this. I'm
get
trying
up
to tell
Ryan.
You.
He just helped me get out of my whole car situation.
This is some good dick.
He is good.
Bitch, fly in.
That dick, girl.
Fly in. Listen, bitch, when I tell you.
Swoop down, bitch. Swoop down. Mayday, mayday.
She did the alley-oop. She alley-ooped that bitch.
That bitch alley-ooped that bitch. All right, so now let's get to the big T of it all. Mm-hmm. Rescue Ranger Danielle and Terrence.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Why did you
she
just...
She looks like fucking the girl from Chippendales. She's like the girl from Chippendales.
Chippendales. Rescue Ranger Chippendales.
Danger. Oh, it's the same cartoon.
Yeah.
See? She really does look like this.
I hate all of you.
You know who she really looks like? She looks like, what's her name from the Goof Troop movie?
Oh,
what's her name?
She's like a lead singer in the Chippendales.
You are definitely living up to your whole name tonight, okay? This is not a costume, you guys.
Yes, the fuck it is.
I can't remember the name.
Guys, okay, come on. Wait, everyone in the chat room, what's the bitch's name from the Goof Troop movie?
Are they old enough to know
that? Yes, they are. Everyone knows
this. Not Rescue Ranger.
You are.
Goof Troop movie.
She looked like a Rescue Ranger.
She looked like the lead singers from the Chipettes.
Yes.
She's like a Chipette.
Her and her cousin Alvin and the Chipmunks, right? Roxanne.
I love you too, boo. Shitty boy.
I love you guys. Okay, so basically Danielle is living in a year ago thinking about Ryan's dick, and I believe
it.
I do believe that she's into Ryan.
She's into
and
Ryan.
And I'm Team Terrence in this.
She said.
Because why is she all of a sudden like, we're at my boss's party. My boss.
You're not a boss.
This level of respect for him.
Like, bitch, first of all, if you fucked your boss, why are you dancing all up in front of him with your man right across from
right,
you?
You're a disrespectful bitch.
Yes.
You disrespectful. And you sleeping with your man every night. He feels you, honey. He's intuitive.
Yes.
You guys are in tune. So you put your titties in Ryan's face. He knows it.
And
you said it the last episode.
I'm just like, where's HR at NYMEG?
Thank you.
The fuck, Charmaine? You need a job? That's
Dawn.
What you need to be doing.
And I'm sorry, I didn't see the editors, but like, he wasn't that aggressive. He stared them down. He didn't walk up on
he
Ryan
was like,
maybe
he was drunk. Like, that's me at clubs.
He was drunk as shit. shit.
He was definitely drunk.
He was way too drunk to take anything he said serious.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't like he was like touching and
he wasn't going to run up on anybody. Exactly. He wasn't going to be aggressive. Like, he just was drunken in his feelings.
He was...
And then you came up here like Angela Bassett trying to set shit off, bitch. Like, for what?
But, like, the last thing you want to do is show up at the party dressed like the last nigga your girl slept with and looking like a cheaper version. Like, they both had on white jackets, but Ryan just looked hotter. Like, damn, look like the knockoff dude that she really likes.
That she actually fucked.
No, he looked like the, great value version of Ryan.
But what is this whole, like, my future fiance thing?
My future fiance.
She's trying to get a ring.
People are keep trying to create titles out of things that ain't titles. That's not a title.
I was too into the girl in the red sequence.
Yes, girl.
She was getting it. Show us.
She get it.
Oh, bitch, you got knocked down.
She worked for it. She worked for it.
Girl, I need to fix the TV on the wall. You're going to break some up in here, girl. We cannot afford that.
Mother Nature.
Somebody got to work.
It's done.
Can you just go out all night and you do that to people? I'm gonna walk up to people's faces and if they try to stop me, I'll be like, Mother Nature's gonna take care of you.
I'm gonna get that one.
It's Blaine. It's the Jack. We invited Jack.
They're gonna be like, why Janelle Monae over here? I'll be like, well, bitch.
Yes.
Alright, so while we're Janelle at this
party, Monroe. Janelle never gave this much. Janelle Monroe.
Yeah. That was so Cabana Chat.
Sheba Monroe.
Do y'all remember Cabana Chat from Mad TV?
Nope.
Or Yali Babies.
Nope. But yeah!
Cabana Chat?
I mean, remember I watched Mad TV? TV, but I wasn't like...
The woman that'd be laying down like, yeah! I don't remember. She had the little gay pool boy?
No.
Now we gotta watch it.
We gotta pull that shit up.
I'm never drinking. Never drinking whiskey with y'all again. Oh, that's bitch. For sure.
Tell them, girl, bye. All right, so
what did I say that was harsh? What did I do?
She was complimenting the employee that was on the pole at the party.
She killed it in that red.
She was doing it. She was getting
all the way. She said, "Fuck that. They filming it here tonight.
I'm making it. Camera time. I'm making a shot. Get a check.
She made it. We noticed.
I felt like this was a really organic moment. But it was like the perfect moment to happen because it just is like even more of like a piss off thing. And I've been there. I've been irritated and I knew that the person wasn't doing something to irritate me, but they didn't know that it was irritating. When Ryan walked up to Terrence and was like, oh, you should drink water, boy. Like, I know Ryan didn't know any of the other stuff that happened, but that was just like the worst person to
come. Oh, he was trying to play him. He wasn't.
But like, I was wrong as hell.
It was like bad. It was like too soon.
You fucked my girl, and you gonna
and
come
now
at
you're
me,
telling me
like,
I need
no.
some water.
After she had her titties in your face?
No. It was so petty, but it was
you're
so right, perfect.
Girl. You need some water. What a whiskey.
Danielle. Danielle tells Terrence to go home. He says about her putting titties in her face, and then she slaps him.
That slap was real. I felt that slap.
I felt that slap too.
She slapped the shit out of him.
And you lucky that he don't have Chad Ochocinco reflex.
Yo. Because he just came at her really real.
I'm about to die.
Are you okay?
No. Do you need...
What happened?
Drink some.
You know what I mean? Mother Nature's using too much of her power.
She done drank too much natural liquid over there.
Unnatural. That devil juice gets to her. You know what I'm saying? All right. I mean, look, this is all we trying to do because I can't with this entire episode, but I just love that it was Ryan's birthday and we celebrated him and that's what we're here doing. So what we're going to do is go celebrate Ryan as well. Woo-hoo! And Hi. Halloween. Woo-hoo! And on that note, let's head into what? Predictions. What's JP Teddy doing?
I don't know what that means.
I'm a fifth year something Haitian.
I'm not sexy, but I can do that. Oh, he wants you, honey.
He is putting it
I can't
out
see
there.
The rest of that message, but okay, JP Teddy.
Don't follow my name. You know Teddy. It.
Don't.
All right. Next week, we're getting four. Shout out to Four and Twista. That's Yay. Good for
That's
him.
Gonna be
the
good.
Tattoo
going to
really
gonna be
happen.
Great for him.
Yay.
Charmaine versus Dawn. Dawn calls Charmaine a bitch.
He did.
I'm not
after
surprised.
You've Dawn, impregnated you two women.
Never mind.
Bitch,
be
probably shouldn't be coming out your woman.
I mean, you fucked her too, and you mad.
And you mad because she actually Dawn, don't
tweet
even
us
care.
And tell us, damn. Tweet us, Instagram us, DM us. Tell us what you do.
Or no, well, just tell us job, why should we continue to follow you?
We want to put some respect on your name, but we don't have enough information to do that.
At least on your beard. Can we put some respect on your beard or in there somewhere?
It's a lot on his beard already.
There's probably a lot of flavors in there.
Smell it all.
We can take a black light beard.
Ew, he got, oh, he got
like 32 flavors of that booty. That's just bubblegum.
Ashley tasting it all.
She's just tasting it all. Because you know the DNA just all up
she
in
there. She is an engaged woman tasting it all.
Tasting it all.
Oh, God.
Honestly, though, Don looked like the kind of guy that just has pussy just sitting on his face.
For
like,
real, yeah.
He does.
Like,
he does.
Ashley, come home, Ashley, come home. He's like, babe, come on, I need to charge up.
And she's she'll like, be like... Go on with your bad self then.
And okay. That's his job. And shit. That is his job.
So maybe that's what he does, you know?
That's why he got that car wash on his
chin. He's like,
chin.
You want me to tickle it?
Okay. All right, then we're going to get...
Did we miss anything?
Apparently Charmaine's going to try and get a radio gig.
That girl acting like she can't read.
Girl, you
I
come
love
on
Charmaine's
Charmaine,
come on, Charmaine. Charmaine, you are more than welcome on AfterBuzz. We have a mic for you, girl. You can try again because it did not look like it went well.
She's out the box.
I live for her, too. She just...
I just need her to have a good exit plan. She needs a good exit plan.
She does need a good exit plan.
We can help her write a good exit plan.
Girl, come on. That's what I do. I create shows. So come on, boo.
Do it.
I got you.
My best bet is to put it on Ryan.
What?
Well, she's trying to put her girl on, so that's not going to happen.
She knows her and Ryan couldn't work.
I think she knows it.
You think she knows it?
I think she's...
No, I
she's
feel
cool
like...
She's cool with keeping him in the brother zone.
Yeah, it's, which I
a lot
like
of times
that.
That's
I really
safer.
Like, yeah, yeah. I really like that they're...
Fair enough.
On that.
Yeah.
Last but not least...
Yes.
My favorite part of this whole season. I just am so excited to see what's about to happen with Cobra.
Cobra.
Like, y'all motherfuckers want to motherfucking
tearing shit up.
See why my nickname motherfucker Cobra?
Fuck all y'all. Fuck you.
Get hepatitis. Fuck with the Cobra. Take the AIDS.
You want AIDS? You want HPV? You want the clap? All right, I'm done. I'm leaving. Bye. Love y'all. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Where can everyone find you?
Angela C. Styles.
Boom.
Everywhere Stuart Starlet.
Carmen Cameron.
Boom. You guys can find me on Sunset and... No, I'm just kidding. Everywhere DJ Jesse J. Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
Guys.
Cobra, don't scare me like that.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
You can tell.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. AfterBuzz TV.